How much? Enough to get us to the global goals? Well, let's look at some numbers. What we know already, the world today is scoring 61 on social progress, and the place we want to get to is 75. If we rely on economic growth alone, we're going to get to 62.4. So let's make a little sum. Let's assume now that we can get the countries that are currently underperforming on social progress, the Russia, China, Indias, just up to the average. How much social progress does that get us? Well, that takes us to 65. It's a bit better, but still quite a long way to go. So let's get a little bit more optimistic and say, what if every country gets a little bit better at turning its wealth into well-being? Well, then we get to 67. And now let's be even bolder still. What if every country in the world chose to be like Costa Rica in prioritizing human well-being, using its wealth for the well-being of its citizens? Well, then we get to nearly 73, very close to the global goals. Can we achieve the global goals? Certainly not with business as usual. Even a flood tide of economic growth is not going to get us there if it just raises the mega yachts of the super wealthy and leaves the rest behind. If we're going to achieve the global goals, we have to do things differently. We have to prioritize social progress and really scale solutions around the world. I believe the global goals are a historic opportunity because the world's leaders have promised to deliver them. Let's not dismiss the goals or slide into pessimism. Let's hold them to that promise. And we need to hold them to that promise by holding them accountable, tracking their progress all the way through the next 15 years.